Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Today's daf is Gittin daf Mem Dalin. We are holding on daf Mem Gimel on the base. We are at the two dots Tanur Rabbanan, about 12 lines from the end of the page. Today's share is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Lezecher Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Aleha Shalom. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship. I don't think there's another sponsor. I think that's it. And today what we're going to do, we thank him again for the sponsorship, but today what we're going to discuss is the following. First, the Gemara is going to have two definitions of the word nimuso, because it's going to come up in a brisa, and we have two ways to resolve the stira between brisos about the ownership of a mashkon. One brisa is about an eved, and the other is about a sada, but there's going to be a stira in terms of who is considered to be the owner of the mashkon. We're going to try to resolve that stira. And then on the top of Amud Aleph, there's going to be a discussion. The Gemara is going to talk about that there's no knas if the Nachri forcefully took the Eved as the collection of a Chov. Meaning the Mishnah told us that if you sell your Eved to a Nachri, then we make a knas on you that you have to be Meshachrer the Eved. So the Gemara is going to qualify that we don't have such a knas if the Nachri forcefully took the Eved as collection of a Chov. Then the Gemara is going to go through seven other cases where we question if the knas is in force. If the knas to free the Eved applies, we're going to come up with seven cases where that knas to free your Eved may not apply. Then the Gemara is going to talk about if the Eved is taken by Goyim against the master's will, is he permitted to accept a payment for him? Meaning, can you say that, look, I'm not allowed to sell my Eved to a Goy, but once the Goy already took him, can I at least take payment for him? Or do I say, no, that's part of the Isser. Once I take payment for him, then I'm selling him to the Goy. Then the Gemara is going to compare the chiyuvim to redeem an Eved and a behema, a gasa from a Nachri, that there are two separate isurim of being mocher and Eved and being mocher behema gasa. So we're going to talk about we're going to compare the different chiyuvim vis-a-vis the Eved and the behema gasa. Then at the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to discuss whether the knas extends to the son of the father. Meaning, let's say the father died, the father sold his Eved to a Nachri or sold his Eved to Chutz Laretz, and then he died. Do we make that knas on the son, that the son has to free the Eved? And we try to resolve by comparing it to other knassos. So we try to resolve whether it applies to the son as well by looking at other knassos and seeing whether other knassos apply to the next generation as well. Then the Gemara is going to, on Amud Bey, is going to talk about cases where it's unclear that the Eved is being brought to Chutz La'aretz. You're not allowed to be mocher, you're Eved Chutz La'aretz. But if you're not sure, the person you sell them to has a home in Eretz Yisrael and has a home in Chutz La'aretz. It's not only a modern thing that people maintain homes in both places. So you don't know if he's bringing him to Chutz La'aretz or not. Then the Gemara is going to talk about what happens if an Israeli woman marries a man from Bavel. Do her avadim go free? Because she's now bringing these avadim to Chutz La'aretz. She's bringing these avadim as if she's selling them to Chutz La'aretz. And then the Gemara is going to talk about if an Eved willingly follows his master into Chutz La'aretz and is then sold there once he's already there. Do we make the knas to free him? You didn't sell him into Chutz La'aretz. He was already there, but he only came there because you went there. And then at the very end of the daf, we'll talk about when you sell an Eved to Chutz La'aretz, or you sell a field during the actual Yovel year, is the money refunded? So that's going to be the very end of the Daf Be'ezras Hashem. So a lot of different topics, a lot to cover. Let's begin. Tanur Rabbanan, 12 lines from the bottom of the page, says the Gemara. Tanur Rabbanan, lava lava novin chavim. If a person borrows money from a Nachri and he sets up the Eved as there's a shibud on the Eved to pay back the Chov. So kibbutz shasal lava chav nimuso, once the Ovid Chavim does with the Eved or the Adon nimuso, meaning that which is the proper etiquette, we'll explain what that means, yotza l'cheirus, then the Eved goes free, and the master therefore has to redeem him from the Nachri and give him a get shichur, because when they became once the Ovid Chavim did nimuso, it's as if you sold him to the Nachri, and once you sell him to a Nachri, there's a kenas, it's in place. So my nimuso, what does Nimuso mean? Amar Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Nashki. It means a certain sign of Avdus that they would hang around the Eved's neck that would indicate that he now belongs to somebody else. So once the Eved is wearing a name tag that says, I am the Eved of this Ovid Kochavim, so now he's been sold to an Ovid Kochavim, and therefore you're going to have to redeem him and be Meshachar him. So Masar Rav Sheshes says, you sure that's what the word Nimuso means? But wait a second, that doesn't fit with the following Brysa. The Brysa is going to work with the assumption that there is a kinyan for a Nachri in Eretz Yisrael, Lafkiya Miyad Meiser, that if a Nachri owns land in Eretz Yisrael, the produce of that land is not Chayiv in Trumas HaMeisros. So the Brysa is being Mechadesh, that there's no Chayiv Meiser on payrolls that grow in the field of a Nachri, even if there's some connection that a Jew maintains with that Karka. So what kind of connection? Ha'arisin, you have a Jewish sharecropper on property that belongs to a guy. Vachakirus, you have a different type of financial arrangement where the Jew works the karka and he gets X amount of produce as his payment. Varise bateavos, or you have someone who's a sharecropper, generations of sharecroppers in that family that works for this non-Jewish family that owns this field. Vavichavish mishkan sedel Yisrael, or there's an avichavim that has a field that was taken as a collateral for a loan that is owed. Afal pishasalo nimuso, and there's that word again. Even though you do nimuso like you're supposed to do, nevertheless peturim and meiser. It's not considered a Jewish owned field; it's considered a non-Jewish owned field, and it's mipata from meiser. But v'isakadaytanashki, if the word nimuso just means a name tag that says that this eved belongs to this master, sadabas nashkihi, it doesn't make any sense to talk about that in the context of a field. A field doesn't have a master or a name tag. So that can't be what nimuso means. Elam Rav Sheshes Zman. So Rav Sheshes says, no, when it says nimuso, it means that it's setting a time for the payment of the chov. That if the lova doesn't pay the chov until that time, then the nechasim that are taken as a mashkon are now going to belong to the malve. So the Brice is saying that when the lova agrees to the Nachri Malve, that his Eved is going to be the Mashkon, and if he doesn't pay back, then that Eved will now belong to the Nachri. So then, as soon as that happens, you have to be pod to him, and you have to be Meshachar him. So says Gemara, Kosh Azman Azman. But now we have a stira between the two Brysos, because the Din of Meiser, we said, that if you make the field a mashkon and your kaveh azman, that it has to be that the loan has to be paid up. So we said by the field that it's not considered a mechira of the karka just because the zman has come, just because you're a kaveh that zman, the field is still pater from meiser. It still belongs to the guy. So says, whereas by the eved we said the opposite, that now it's considered to belong to the guy because the zman came. So says Mar lo kash. You can't ask kasha from one brisa to the other, because kviyas man alone is not considered a mechira, but hadamatazamne, hadalomatazimne, that the brisa talks about the din of the eved, that the nachri is kovei zman for the Yisrael to pay the chov, otherwise I get the eved. We're talking about where the zman already came, and he hadn't paid the chov, and therefore the nachri is considered the owner of the eved, and therefore the Yisrael has to pay his knas. But hadalomatazimne, the brisa that talks about the field of the nachri, that the Jewish person is working on is talking about the lomatazamne, that the zman of the piron achov had not yet come, so the field does not yet belong to the Israel. It's still in the rishus of the nachri, and that's why it's part of from Israel, because it has not yet changed hands, because the zman of the piron has not yet come. Elagabi eved the matazamne tzricha lemeimer. So says Gemara, well, wait, what's the chiddush exactly by the eved, that the zman has already come to pay the chov, you haven't paid the chov, and therefore the eved is considered to have changed hands. Of course the eved is considered to have changed hands. Ella edvd delomatism. He says, no. Both prices are talking about where the zman of the chov has not yet arrived. How do we reconcile the prices? Velokasha halugufa v'halapera. The price that talks about the eved, where the master used him as the collateral or as the guarantee to get to pay back the nachri, is talking about where you were meshabe the guf of the eved, that will belong to the nachri when the zman comes and you don't pay back. But But the Braisa that talks about the Soda that the Nachri gives as a mashkon to the Yisrael is talking about the Peira, that the Yisrael gets to eat the Peiros once the Zman comes, but he does not own the Guf HaKarka, and therefore even once the Zman comes, it's still Pater from Trumas HaMaisos. V'i Ba'yisema, finally on today's daf, V'i Ba'yisema, and if you want to be Miyashiv, the steer between the Braisos differently, the Shalav Almanas LaMashkinov LaMashkinov, that maybe the Braisos are talking about a case where you lend money on the Nas that the Malva could be able to collect from the field or the Eved if the payment doesn't come in at the Zman Piron, and even though the Zman Piron came and the Chov was not paid, he never actually went ahead and collected it. So long as he doesn't collect the Mashkon, it's still considered to be in the Rishus of the Lova, even though the Malva has the ability to collect the Mashkon. So when the Nachri borrows from Yisrael and he's Meshabi this field toward his Chov, if he doesn't pay back on time, so the payros that he takes him that he takes from that field, it'll be put for a meiser, because so long as you haven't collected that field, it still belongs to the Nachri, and therefore it's going to be put for a meiser. But when Yisrael lends money, borrows money rather from a Nachri, and is Meshabit is Eved as part of the Chov, if he doesn't pay back on time, when the Zman Piron comes and the Lova doesn't pay back the Chov, the Chacham made a Knas that the Eved is Yotzei L'Cheiros, and you have to be put to him, even though the Eved is not really yet under the ownership of the Nachri. But that's part of the Knas, that you put him in a position where he can so easily now transfer over to the Nachri, period. So now we move on to a new discussion. So the Gemara is going to discuss this Takanas Chachamim, that if you sell your Eved to a Nachri, that there's a Knas on you, that you have to be Meshachar, you have to be Pod to the Eved, and you have to be Meshachar the Eved. So Tan Rabbanan, the Braisa, tells us as follows. Gevao Bechovo, if the Nachri collects the Eved from the Jewish master as the Chov that's owed to him, it's just the Oshalukacho Sikrikon, or me, and in that case we're talking about where he took him forcefully. It was not that the Eved was Meshubad and the Eved was designated as a payment for the Chov. The Nachri just came and was toe-face him, Oshalukacho Sikrikon, or some sort of murderous person came and kidnapped your Eved from you, or was willing to kill you, and you just gave the Eved in order to save your own life. Lo Yotzei L'Cheiros. Then the Eved is not Yotzei L'Cheiros. That's not called that you sold your Eved to a Nachri, and therefore we're going to make a Knas. Nebuch, you were minding your own business, and some thug came and grabbed your Eved from you, and so that's not called that you sold your Eved. So, Bechovo. So lo yotzei l'cheiros ubechov lo, says Gemara, wait a second, when the Nachri collects the Eved as part of a payment of a chov, is the Eved not yotzei l'cheiros or a minhi? But I'll ask you a stira. Hare sha'anasu beis ha'melech gorno. If the beis ha'melech went and took the silo of a Jewish person that became chayiv in maestros, say im bechovo chayiv. If they're coming to collect their chov, the Yisrael has to take maestros from somewhere else to cover those payros, chayiv la'aser. He has to take the maestros. But if it was taken as a gezel without any raya that you owe any money to the mas hamelech, to the taxes of the king, so he's just destroying your produce, then patur mila aser. Then the Jew does not have to take maestros from other grain to cover the grain that was taken by the non-Jewish government. So you see from the price that taking grain for a chov is considered as if you sold it for that chov, and therefore you have to take maestros from it. So too we should say, when a Nachri collects an Eved from a Jew for a Chov, it should be viewed as if the Jewish person sold that Eved to the Nachri, and therefore the Knas should be in full force. Says Mar, no, Shiny Hasam, the Kamishtar Shila, you can't compare the din of Meiser, where we make him take Meisros, because the Bala Perus was Nena from the collection of the Chov by the Avadim of the Beis HaMelech, because now he doesn't have to pay any money anymore, because they took his field. So once he's Nena from it, they took his payros. So once he's Nana from those payros, he's going to have to take maestros. But the fact that the Chum made a Knas to be Mechayev, a master who sends his Eved to a Nachri, and then we make a Knas that you have to be Meshachrer, the Eved, the collection of the Eved against the master's will is not considered a Mechira, because you didn't use him as a collateral for your loan, and therefore we're not going to make that special Knas in a case where you didn't collateral collateralized that Eved toward this loan, and they just took him against your will. So now the Gemara discusses a Nachri that takes his Eved Kanani, an Eved Kanani of Yisrael, as payment of a Chov, and whether we can bring a Raya from somewhere else. Tashima, the Amar Rav. Rav taught us that a Mocher Avdo Leparhang Ovid Kochavim, that if someone sells his Eved Kanani to a Nachri that comes with false claims of monetary rights in your stuff, so you give him an Eved, you know, he's claiming that you owe him $100,000. You owe him nothing, but you know he'll be satisfied with the Eved, so you just give him the Eved, Yatza L'Cheres. The Eved goes L'Cheres, because the Takanas Chachamim applies even when the Nachri is coming and collecting the Eved as a Chov, even though you never collateralized that Eved. So don't you see, this is a Raya, Rav's statement is a Raya, that to our exact issue, that if a Nachri comes and collects the Eved against your will, that's the same as you selling your Eved to a Nachri? Says Gemara, no, Hasan, Havle, Pais, Vel, Pies. No, because in the case of Rav, there are other ways that you could have calmed the guy down without having to give up your Eved, and you chose to give him your Eved. So therefore, that's considered as if you're Mocher, the Eved to the Nachri. But if a Nachri just comes and doesn't really give you a choice, and just takes your Eved from you as payment for a Chov, that's not considered that you sold the Eved. Gufa, Amar Rav, so Rav said, HaMocher Avdo L'Paring Ovid Chavim Yotza L'Cheiros. That was the statement of Rav we just read, that if you sell your Eved to an Ovid Chavim that comes with Tainos of Sheker against you, the Eved goes L'Cheiros. May Havaleh L'Meved, Havaleh L'Fayis V'lo Payis. So the Gemara says, but wait, what did you want the guy to do? Why should we make a Kenas on the guy? And the Gemara answers what we just said. You should have been M'Fayis the Nachri with some other property. Why did you have to give him the Eved for? You should he would have happily accepted something else in its place, so you didn't have to give him the Eved. And the fact that you gave him the Eved, that's the same as being Mocher Avdo. So now the Gemara comes up with seven different cases where we're not sure. Does this Knas of someone who's Mocher Avdo apply? Case number one, by Rabbi Yirmiya, Mechor L'Shloshim Yom Mahu. What if you sell the Eved, but only on a temporary sale for a period of 30 days? Is there a Knas that by selling the Eved on a temporary sale for 30 days to an Achri, that now he has to go free? So Tashma says, well, we'll bring a Raya. That if you sell him to a paring of the guy that comes with false claims against you, he goes l'cheirus. So what do you see from there? That the Gemara assumes that it means a shliach of the melech who takes avadim into the avoda samelech, and after the avoda is over, the Eved will be sent right back. That the whole thing, that a paring of chavim takes your Eved, is all a temporary arrangement, that it's not going to be something of any permanence. So you see that nevertheless, he's yotzei l'cheres, the knas still applies. Says Gemara, nah, that's not a raya. Hasan b'paring of chavim, she'en l'chazeres. No, maybe when Rav says that if the Eved goes to the paring of chavim, that he's yotzei l'cheres, it's talking about the kind of paring of chavim where he's never coming back, where it's permanent. So we don't resolve that shaila. A second case, mecharu chutz mimalachto. What if you sell the Eved to the Nachri, you sell the guf of the Eved to the Nachri, so that the Nachri can give him a shivcha kananis, and he can make vlados, and he can have new avadim out of it, but the Nachri is not able to use him for malacha. That's part of the deal, that the Nachri is not allowed to use this Eved to actually do any work with him. So malu, do we apply this din of the knas, that it's as if you sold an Eved to a Nachri? A third shayla, chutz min mitzvos mahu. What if you sell him to a Nachri l'malachto, and he can do work for the Nachri, but you made a stipulation that the Nachri is not allowed to prevent him from being mekayim any mitzvos? Do we make a knas on the master in that case? Because remember, the whole reason for the knas was that you're being monea mitzvos from the Eved, that when the Eved is being owned by a Nachri, he's not going to be able to do mitzvos. But what if you put it in the contract? You put in the contract that the Nachri has to let him do mitzvos. So maybe there should be no knas in such a case. The flip side is, yeah, but he's living in a non-Jewish environment. What are the chances that he's going to be interested in continuing to do mitzvos living in such an environment? A fourth shayla, chutz mishabas v'yom tovim mahu. What if you sell him into Shibud for a Nachri, but you make a deal that the Nachri is not allowed to be Meshavit him on Shabbos and Yontif? So is that enough of a connection to mitzvos that we're not going to make a knas on you? A fifth case, Leger Toshav. What if you don't sell him to a Mamish, a regular Nachri, but a Goy who lives in Eretz Yisrael, who's Mekabel, not to do Avodah Zarah, he's Mekabel the Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach, so he's much more mitzvah sensitive. Or Li Yisrael Mumer. What if you sell him to a Jew, but the Jew that you sold him to is a Mumer Lovin Chavim, so he's very likely to do many Averos in the the possession of that Jew? The Yisrael Numar Mahu. And the final Shaili is Lukuti Mahu. What about a Kuti who's not makbid on Kiyume Mitzvos like a regular Jew is? Do we assume that the Chacham were misakin a Kanas in that case as well? So Pshot Miachadah says, wow, seven great Shailas. I'll answer one of them. Geratoshav HaRei Kovik Chavim. Kuti Yisrael, Geratoshav has the din of an Ovid Chavim, and the Kanas applies. But Kuti Yisrael Mumar, a Kuti and Yisrael Mumar, that the master sold them, sold an Evet to them, that's a Machlokas Amroim in the Gears and the Brisa to be Poshit the Savik. Amri La Kovik Chavim, Rami La Yisrael. We have two different versions, whether that has the status of an Ovid Chavim, or that is the status of Yisrael. So the only one of the seven Shailas that we're sure about is Geratoshav. The Geratoshav has a din of an Ovid Kochavim. Good, now the Gemara moves on to the next Shaila. By my name Rabbi Yirmiya, the Talmid, the master of Yirmiya, there was a Maisa of Evet Shehipel Atzmo L'Geyasos, an Evet Kanani that belonged to a Jew that, against his master's will, sort of gave himself up to an enemy army in order that he won't have to work for his Jewish master anymore. And there's no legal recourse for the master to get this Evet back. Maushi Yital is Damav. Now that the master knows he cannot get the Evet back, he didn't sell him to the Nachri. The Evet was Mapil himself to the Nachri. Can you at least take payment for the Evet if it's being offered? Or do we say, no, that's a violation now of selling him to a Nachri? So I need you to go and really do research on the topic, look through all of your learning, and see if you can come up with a raya. So Nafak Dokva Ashkach, he went out and he did some research, and he found Titania, that there is a brisa that a mocher based on the person sells his house in Eretz Yisrael to an Ovid Chavim, which is a violation of a Nisadar Reisa. There's Nisar called Lo Seichanim, and the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Chav Darshins that it means three different things, but one of the three things it means is Lo Sitein Lam Chaniya Bekarka, that you're not allowed to give an Ovid Chavim the ability to live in Eretz Yisrael, to own land in Eretz Yisrael. So Dama Vasurin, the Chum made a Kanas, that you're not allowed to get any Anah from that money that you got be Isser for your house. But what if you have a case similar to the case we just asked about? The guy took your house, and now and you have no way of getting it back. No Beis Din is going to help you get it back. No secular court's going to help you get it back. You have no way of getting the house back. So the house is gone, but the Ovid Chavim is offering to pay for it. So you're allowed to take the money, or do we say, no, that's a violation of Lo Sichanim if you go take the money? So Mutar Litol is Damav. You're allowed to take the money. And you make sure that it's legally it's legally binding, so that that you're able to get the money. So because then you're just saving the money that you're entitled to from their hands, but you're not violating the iser of Lo Sichanim. So we're trying to say the same is true when it comes to the Evet. If the Evet is a goner anyway, the Ovid Chavim took the Evet, and you're not getting him back, and the only question is, are you going to take the money or not take the money? So you're allowed to take the money. You see, it's the same case. Says Mar, nah, not the same case. The Dilma, Hani Mili Bayis, Dikim Dil Sagile Bla Bayis, Lasilvas Bune. No, maybe that's only by a bias, because I'm not concerned that you're going to come to sell your house in such a way, because people typically don't sell their homes because they need a home to live in. Avla Avda, Sagile Bla Avda, Asilvas Bune. But people could live without an Evet, so maybe I'm more concerned that you're going to come to sell the Evet. So Allah, or maybe not. So Shalach Lu Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami sent a tshuva. He sent a response. Mini Ami Barnasan Tori Yotzu the Kol Yisrael. Let me give you a psak that should spread throughout all the Kol Yisrael. Evet Shehipel Atzmo L'Geyasos. If you have such a case where an Evet gives himself up to an enemy army, Vein Rabbi Yochel Otzil L'Bedin Yisrael L'Bedin Yisrael, and the master has no ability to get the Evet back, Mutar Litol Es Damav. You're allowed to take the money. V'Kosev Amal Bar Koshel L'Bedin Yisrael. And you can write a Shtar Mechira on the Evet and make sure that it's legally registered in the secular courts, because all you're doing is you're being matzil the money from their hands. You are the one that initiated the sale of this Evet. It just happened against your will, and therefore you're allowed to take the money. Period. That if a person sells his Evet to an Ovid Chavim Avim, we require you to redeem that Evet even up to 100 times his value. So Dafka or Lav Dafka? Does that mean Dafka 100 times his value and not 101 times his value? Or is it Lav Dafka? We're just saying that you have to add a lot of extra money, but it's Lav Dafka 100 times his value. So Tashma says, well, bring your Raya, because Damarech Lakish, Amokha Bey Magasal Ovid Chavim, if you sell Bey Magasal to Ovid Chavim, which is a violation of an Isra Drabanan, they are not allowed to sell the Behema Gasa to a Nachri. So Konsumoso Bezin makes a Knas ad Asara B'dameha to 10 times its value. So since it's mistabra that the two Knasos have the same rules, and Reish Lakish picks the number 10 as opposed to the number 100, so you see Rabbi Shur ben Levi also didn't mean 100. So what did he mean? So Rashi understands that even by an Eved, it's only 10 times the value and no more than 10 times. Whereas the Rashba and Tosis understand that Reish Lakish says Adasara just as a dugma, but really it means that it's way more than that, and it could be even 100 times the money. But bottom line is that they're supposed to conform to each other, and therefore they're not really dafka giving a precise amount. Says Gemara V'dilma Shiny Eved, they call Yom of Yom Mafkalim Mitzvos. No, maybe you actually have to pay a lot more to get an Eved back than you do to get a Behema Gasa back, because Behema Gasa is a one-time deal. If you sold it, you did an Isser, but that's it. The Isser is over. You sell an Eved every single day that the Eved is still in the possession of that Nachri, he's not doing mitzvot. So you're taking away the opportunity to do mitzvot each and every day. It's a compounding effect. So that's why we require you to spend up to 100 times the money. The Igadamri and some switch around the numbers that are used in this conversation. That by the Eved we make a knas up until 10 times his value. So dafka olav dafka. So we weren't sure. Does he mean dafka 10 times? Or is 10 times the value just an example? Tashima, so we brought the Raya Domri Shlokish. According to this Girsa, by the Behema Gasa, it's 100 times the value. And then the Gemara said, no, Shani Eved de lo hadarbe. Maybe by the Eved, it's going to be less of a Kanas, because even after your Poda, the Eved is not going to go back to the master. He's going to be Meshukhar. So we're not going to make you pay 100 times his value for him then not to work for you. But by the Behema Gasa, when you buy the Behema Gasa back, at least you'll get the Behema Gasa back. You'll get the value of the Behema Gasa. So it says, well, the Behema Time Mai Mishum Dahadrilai. Wait, so we're looking to say, so by Behema Gasa, the reason why there's a greater Knas is because you'll get the Behema Gasa back. So then you know how much more you should pay for the Behema Gasa than you should for the Eved? One time more. Meaning, because all you're getting, the whole difference is, you're not getting the value of the Eved back, because the Eved is never coming back, but you're getting the Behema Gasa back, which means you're getting the value of one Behema Gasa. So if you pay 10 times the amount for the Eved, you should pay 11 times the amount for a Behema Gasa. How do we get from 10 times to 100 times for the Behema Gasa? So Likna say Tfei Chad. It must be that for an Eved to be sold to a Nachri is a Milsa Lo Shchicha, and therefore they were not gozer to have to pay more than 10 times the value. They didn't, over here it's an unusual application of the principle of Milsa Lo Shchicha L'Gozber Rabbanon. Normally Milsa Lo Shchicha L'Gozber Rabbanon means that they don't make a gzeira at all. Over here we're saying they are making a gzeira, but they don't take the gzeira as far. That the gzeira only goes, they even have to pay up to 10 times the value, not have to pay up to 100 times the value. So now the Gemara discusses this din of the knas that the Chum have for selling your Eved to a Nachri, where you have to be poda the Eved and you have to be Meshachrer the Eved. So by me Rabbi Meravasi, Machar Avdo Umes. What if the guy sold his Eved and then the fellow who sold the Eved died? So Marashikmus was Bunal Acharav. Do his children have that Knas on them now? Do they have to buy back the Eved and be Meshachar the Eved? So the Gemara says, okay, let's try to compare it to other Knasos that we have and see whether those Knasos apply to the children as well. So Imtim Tzalomari, if you want to be Poshet the Suffolk, maybe from a case of a Bechor, the halach is that you're not allowed to be Matil Mum on purpose in a Bechor, because if a Kohen might be motivated to make a mum on a Bechor, because if he makes a mum on a Bechor, he'll be allowed to eat it. So Tzara Moz in Bechor, Umeis, let's say a guy is Matil Mum on the ear of a Bechor, and then the Kohen who did that dies, Kansu B'no Achrav. So just like we make a Knas, that the guy who is Matil the Mum is not allowed to Shech that Bechor and eat it, that Knas carries over to his children as well. Oh, so maybe you'll say the same thing over here, that if a guy sells his Eved to a Nachri and then he dies, that the Knas should should carry over to his children. Says Mar, no, maybe Mishum Tisur Daraisihi, Avalach Yisur Drabanan. Maybe by being Matal Mumman Bechor, it's because the guy violated Nisur Daraisa by putting a Mumman Bechor. But over here, selling an Eved to an Achri is only Nisur Drabanan. For Nisur Drabanan, we're not going to extend the Knas to the next generation. So says Gemara, okay, let's bring another Raya from a different Knas and see whether that Knas extends to the next generation. There is a halacha in Hilchos Chol HaMoed that the Chum made a Knas if someone is Mechavin Melachto B'Moed, which means that he Dafka could have done something before Yantif, but he says, you know what, I'm going to have so much time off from work on Chol HaMoed, I'll do my Melacha then. So there's a Knas that he's not allowed to benefit from that Melacha, he's not allowed to complete that Melacha, even if he's going to lose money, even if it's going to be a Davra Aved on Chol HaMoed. So what if the guy dies before Chol HaMoed comes? So imtim tzalomer kivin melachta b'moed umeis lo kantsu b'no achrav. So in that case, we do not make a knas on his children. So maybe over here also we shouldn't make a knas on the children. Now that's because mishum t'lo avad isura. That's because the father didn't violate any isur melechas Chol HaMoed yet, because he died before Chol HaMoed. So therefore, you're not going to extend the knas to his children, even though he was planning on violating an isur Chol HaMoed, but he didn't. Whereas hacha over here, where the guy actually sold the Eved to a Nachri, so what would the din be? Does that Knas extend to the children? L'didei kantz Rabban v'Halesei, is the Knas only on him and he's no longer here? Odim l'mamoni kantz Rabban v'Isei, or is the Knas on his Mamon and the Mamon is still here, the Mamon is still around, the state should still have the Knas? So I'm late to Nisula, Rabbi Yassi said to Rabbi Yirmiyah, we could find a response to this question in the din of the Mishnah that deals with the Knas that the Chum made for someone who works his field during Shemitah. Sodesh and Skavta, let's say you have a field that belongs to a Jew in Eretz Yisrael, that you take all the thorns out of the field b'shvius, during the Shemitah year. That's an Isur D'Rabbanan. You're not allowed to dethorn the field during Shemitah. It's an Isur D'Rabbanan. So Tizara, the Motzai Shvius, you're allowed to plant that field on Motzai Shvius as soon as Shemitah is over. The Chum did not make a knas that you're not allowed to plant that field, because removing the thorns is not really a malacha chashuva on the karka. So doing a malacha that's not such a malacha chashuva, we're not going to make a knas. But in the taiva, if you fertilize the field, or you brought a bunch of behemoths on the field to hang out there, and ultimately the field became fertilized from that, then lotis on the Motzai Shviyas. That's considered already a malacha chashuva that you did in the field. You're not allowed to plant that field in Motzai Shviyas. V'amar Rabbi Yosef Rechanin and Aktinon, that we have a mesora in this Mishnah, that etiva umeis b'no zora, that if you did a malacha chashuva in the field during Shemitah, and then you died, your son is allowed to plant that field in Motzai Shviyas, meaning the knat does not extend to the child. Alma l'didei kantz rabbanon b'relo kantz rabbanon, that the knas only goes to the guy himself, it does not extend to his child. So therefore, we could say the same thing over here. If you sell your eved to an achri, you have a knas that you have to be pulled to him, but if you die, the children do not have such a knas. Amar Abayi Nektin, and Abayi says we have a klal. Timei taharos of shel chaveru, if a person is metame someone else's taharos, umeis, and then he dies, lo kantz rabbanon b'no achrav, the rabbanon do not make a knas that his offspring is going to have to pay for the taharos that were ruined. My time, why not? Meaning, if the guy himself would have had to pay for the damage that he had done, why don't his children have to pay for it? Hezek sheinu nikra lo shmei hezek, uknasa drabanan hu, ledei kantz rabbanan, lebrei lo kantz rabbanan. Because really, if a person does a hezek sheinu nikra, he spiritually harms the item, but he didn't physically ruin it. What happened? Someone had truma, they had kachim, I took a sheretz and I dipped the sheretz on all the truma and the kachim. The truma and the kachim is still edible, it's physically exactly the same, you can take a microscope, it looks exactly the same. The only difference is, halachically, it was a hezek sheinu nikra. Now it's tameh, so it's not able to be used and to be eaten. So the chachamim made a din d'rabbanan that you have to pay for that. But because it's only a knas midrabbanan, it only applies to the guy who performed the hezek, not to anybody else. So now the Gemara shifts gears and discusses about someone who sells an eved to chutz la'aretz. Up until now, we've been talking talking about selling an Eved to a Nachri. So now we talk about selling an Eved to Chutz La'aretz. Oh, L'chutz La'aretz. Tan Rabbanu, Mokra Avdo, L'chutz La'aretz, Yotza L'cheres. If you sell your Eved to Chutz La'aretz, the Eved goes free. Tzarech et Shukra Merabu Sheni. And he needs to get Shukra from the new master that owns him in Chutz La'aretz. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Pa'amim Yotza, Upam Lo Yotza. That sometimes the Eved goes free, sometimes it doesn't go free. Ketzad, what are the cases where he does and doesn't? So Amar Ploni Avdi Mechatilu Ploni Antuchi, if a person wrote in the Shtar Mechira that I am selling my Eved to Ploni Antuchi, this man from Antuchia, Antuchia is a place in Chutz La'aretz, Lo Yatza, the Eved doesn't go free, because, you know, there could be a guy living in Yerushalayim, but they call him, the Five Townser, because he came from the Five Towns, that's where he made Aliyah from, so that's how they know him, as the Five Townser. But he's in Eretz Yisrael, so just because you call this guy in Antuchia, an Antuchi in the Shtar, it doesn't mean that he's bringing the Eved back to Antuchia. He's very happily living in his apartment in Rechavia, and that's where he's going to bring the Eved. Antuchi, Sheba Antuchia, but if you make clear in the Shtar that you're selling it to an Antuchi in Antuchia, then Yatza, then the Eved goes free. Vatanya, but didn't Bryce say that in Mechartil Antuchi Yatza, that if you say that in the Shtar that you're selling him to an Antuchi, he goes free, Lantuchi Ashari Belod Lo Yatza, and it's only if you specify that you're selling him to a Chutz La'aretz Nik who's living in Eretz Yisrael, that you have to specify that he's Belod, that he's in Eretz Yisrael, only then he's Lo Yatza. Meaning, what the question is, the steer over here is, what's the default? Right, meaning if you say I'm selling him to a Ben Chutz La'aretz who's in Chutz La'aretz, then for sure he goes free. You did something terrible. If you say I'm selling him to a Ben Chutz La'aretz who's living in Eretz Yisrael, then for sure you did nothing. But what if you just stand? You say I'm selling him to an Antuchi. So it's a stira between the two prices. So it says Mar Lo Kasha. Had Islay Beis Eretz Yisrael. Had Islay Ushpiza Eretz Yisrael. It depends. When this guy comes to Eretz Yisrael, where does he stay? Does he stay at his home? If he has a home in Eretz Yisrael, then you did not necessarily sell this Eved to Chutz La'aretz. But if the Antuchi that you sold him to stays at the Waldorf every time he goes to Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't stay at his home in Eretz Yisrael, then you sold him to an Antuchi because he's going to bring him back to Chutz La'aretz because that's where the fellow really lives. And it has nothing to do with whether he keeps 1 or 2 days a Yantiv. That just means he knows who to ask. But it has everything to do with where the fellow lives. So by Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah asks the following Shaila. Ben Bavel Shnosi Isha Be'eretz Yisrael. What if a Ben Bavel marries a woman from Eretz Yisrael, v'chnisala avadim shvachos. She happens to own avadim and shvachos, v'dayta lachzor, but they're going to get married and live in his home, in Bavel. So mahu, what's the din of those avadim and shvachos? Did the Chum make a takana that they have to go free because they have now been brought to Chutz La'aretz? So debayt l'man diyamar, hadin ima, there is a Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Ami, that in the following case, the halacha is if they get divorced, there's machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Ami. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the husband has to return all of the nechassim that she brought into the marriage, as long as those nechassim are still around and they could still be used. But according to Rabbi Ami, he does not have to give back the nechassim themselves. He just has to give back the value of those nechassim. They estimate in the ksuba what the value is, and he just has to write a check for that value. So says Mar Tibalim Adi Amar Adinima, that it's a shaila according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the woman who says I want the nechassim back, that she's correct. She's allowed to get the nechassim themselves back. And Tibalim Adi Amar Adinimo, and it's a shaila according to the other opinion that says that she can't demand the nechassim themselves back. How so? Do we say that since she can demand this exact Eved, this exact Shivcha back, it's still hers and the Eved might go back to Eretz Yisrael? Or do we say no, so long as they're married, the husband gets the payroll, so it's considered to be his Eved? And the Shailah is also according to the opinion that Adinimo, that he gets to keep the Nechasim. Do we assume that since he gets to keep the Nechasim, they're considered his and therefore this Eved has been sold into Chutz La'aretz, or maybe the fact that his kinyan is only kinyan peros and not a kinyan aglov, it's still considered hers. Teiku, the Gemara leaves that shaila unresolved. Amar Rabbi Yochanan taught me a brisa. Eved shiyatza achar Rabba l'Surya. Let's say an Eved follows his master from Eretz Yisrael to Surya. U'macharu sham Rabba. And the master sells him once he's there. So Yatzel l'Chevus. The halacha is, he's Yotzel l'Chevus. Ayva Tani Rabbi Chiya Ibed Esuchus. So that the Eved lost his Zuchus to go free because he left on his own volition from Eretz Yisrael. Meaning he followed his master in Surya. He didn't have to do that. Lokasha kan shadas Rabba l'Achzer. Kan shein das Rabba l'Achzer. It's not a stira. The brisa that Rabbi Yochanan taught was when at the time that the Eved left Eretz Yisrael, the plan was that the master was going to go back to Eretz Yisrael. So the Eved wasn't planning on staying in Chutz La'aretz. So he shouldn't lose out just because he happens to be in Chutz La'aretz. Whereas the brisa that Rabbi Chiya taught is where the master had no plans of coming back. So the Eved shouldn't have gone. And by the fact that the Eved went to Chutz La'aretz, he loses the right to go free. V'atanya Yotzei Eved Achar Rabba l'Surya Yotzei. It says Yotze Eved Achar Rabba l'Surya. I mean, the Bryce is going to make this exact chilik, but we're just going to pause for a second and say, wait, why do we use the word Yotze? Yotze implies that it's something he ought to do. Yotze lo sagi de lo nafik. He has to follow his master into Chutz La'aretz. V'atnan veina kol motzien. You're not allowed to force him into Chutz La'aretz. Eli Yotze Eved Achar Rabba l'Surya. Not Yotze that he should, but he did. If he went after his master into Chutz La'aretz, u'mecharu Rabba Sham, and the master sold him there, so then it depends. Im das Rabba Lachzer Kofnasam. If the master was planning on coming back to Eretz Yisrael the whole time, so then then the Knas is in full force, and if the master sells the Eved while in Chutz La'aretz, he has to free him. But im ein das Rabba Lachzer ein Kofnasam. But if the master was planning on making Yerida, moving to Chutz La'aretz and staying there, the Eved never should have left in the first place. That's on the Eved for having left, and therefore the Knas is not going to be in place. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Rav Anan about 6 lines from the end of the page. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you for joining on the Zoom.
Shukach.
Yeah. They put it on.